It's time to have a little chat here with Dr. Kelly Miller-Carrick from our Hometown Chiropractic Center at 1338 North 4th Street here in Tomahawk. Here's Dr. Kelly. Good morning, Dr. Kelly.
Good morning.
It's back to school time. Kids are in full swing in their sports endeavors, and tis the season to talk about kids in school and sports, Dr. Kelly.
Yeah, definitely. I've been seeing a lot of athletes at the office lately. Luckily, no one is injured that I'm treating yet, but I know that, you know, the seasons are really kicking off. I know people are starting to have meets and races and games, and so I want to talk about how, you know, we often, a lot of people often think of chiropractic as, well, once they get hurt or they're having back pain or issues with their hip flexors or something like that, that then they should see a chiropractor. But chiropractic can actually help enhance the ability of the athlete to do their sports and actually can help prevent injuries from occurring.
So what kind of a regimen do you recommend, especially for our student athletes?
So for student athletes, it totally depends on where they're starting, if they've had chiropractic care in the past, because as we've talked about many times on here, you know, there's a lot of stress that happens in birth. So a lot of people, if they're first time seeing a chiropractor is in high school, might still even have some of that stress lingering in different parts of their nervous system from things that have happened when they were younger, such as birth or major falls or other athletics in their history. So that's what's great about our office, is that we do those neurospinal scans. So it really looks at the depths of which the nervous system is struggling to function and figuring out where those areas are. So we always run a scan on everyone at their first visit so that I can get a good idea of what's going on with their nervous system, how long it might take for them to get better. It all depends on how much energy the body has and whether it's in a state of fight or flight, you know, our gas pedal, go, go, go mode, or in a more relaxed state with higher energy for healing. Obviously, that person will get better faster because their body has more energy to spend on healing.
So, almost everything else in life, individuals matter, and everybody's regimen will be different based on their individual body situation or whatever they're doing in their sports. Do I have that right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You know, and what their goals are, too, are really important to me when making a care plan for someone. You know, like I said, I take their scans into account, any x-rays that we take, but also what are their goals? Are they just looking to quickly get out of pain? Or are they trying to maximize their body's abilities to achieve greatness in their sport? Because getting adjusted can help with stability and flexibility and balance, which all of those things can help prevent injury, help with performance. So, you know, I take into account what their goals are and figure out how I can best support them, you know, before, during, and even after their season.
When it comes to equipment, are there equipment recommendations you can make to student athletes to make sure they're maximizing their potential?
Yeah, depending on what sport they're doing, of course, I'm more familiar with some than others, but I'm also really love learning. So I'm always looking stuff up for patients if I don't know something. And being able to help them figure out what they need so that they can best achieve their goals is what I'm all about.
Well, since some of the seasons are already in going on, maybe some folks that are looking forward to some kids that are looking forward to competing later on in the school year, they can get in there, get a jump start on things and make sure they're doing all the right things so that they're in their best position to compete at their best level once that season starts.
Definitely. I mean, I definitely treat a lot of athletes and people start care when they're in their season, but we know they have a lot of stuff going on for their sports. You know, I have some people lifting in the morning, they have practice after school, they have games. So it does make it harder to do, you know, more of a corrective care plan just because of time restrictions. So although starting when you're in your sport is awesome and it will definitely help your body achieve what you want, it is best if you could start it before the sport, just because that it'd be nice to be able to fully stabilize someone so that once their sport starts, they're just coming in for corrective care and to or just to stay feeling well versus corrective care, which is more frequent.
Proactive is always the best way to go. Well, Dr. Kelly, I hope you have a really good holiday weekend coming up here, and hope your phone starts ringing with more appointments at our hometown chiropractic center. Thank you, Dr. Kelly.
Yeah, have a great weekend, everyone, and great start of school.
453-5365, number to call to make an appointment at our hometown chiropractic center with Dr. Kelly Milkerick on North 4th Street. Here in Tomahawk, they're on Facebook. You can see them and like them there, too.